I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Overturning a statewide anti-conversion law seemed like a sure bet in southern India. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the Congress Party campaigned on a promise to do just that. Karnataka held state elections and the Congress Party won, taking office earlier this month.
So I've been watching the news and kind of checking regularly, hey, have they done it yet? Have they overturned the law? Well, today I see they've referred it to the law committee and they want to do due diligence before they move ahead on overturning this law, which sounds like cold feet to me.
In 12 other states with anti-conversion laws,
these laws are being used as a weapon against the gospel. They are being used almost every single week to attack churches, break up services, to arrest pastors.
Pray that believers in Karnataka state will have strength and courage no matter what happens next. And in 1988, an amendment to the Bangladeshi constitution established Islam as the state religion. FMI has a specific focus in Bangladesh because it's one of the world's larger Muslim nations. A gospel worker who used to work with FMI says the amendment has caused minority groups a lot of consternation. Many in minority religious groups want better representation or even to have the amendment removed from the constitution. But the worker says Bangladeshi Christians face a difficult choice in this regard.
And that's a much more difficult situation outside of Western countries, where if you raise your voice, you may or may not be heard, or you may or may not be persecuted and further oppressed. So pray for Christians that they would have wisdom. Should they protest, or should they just try to live in the grace of God in the current situation as it is?
Ask God to build his kingdom powerfully through churches in Bangladesh. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.